Hi, Alex. How are you going?
Good, thank you. So, first, can you tell us a little bit about the award?
The awards are a national award for early childhood educators and carers who have demonstrated excellence in improving learning outcomes for children. There's $30,000 in prize money up for grabs, and we're looking for outstanding early education carers and professionals.
Right. And so who's eligible for this award?
Anyone working in the sector is eligible award. We've got three categories. There's advancing pedagogy and practice, outstanding organisation, and individual leadership. And each of those categories is up for a $10,000 award that can go further towards their further education, services, or team development.
And obviously this year it's been a tough year for many sectors, but the early childhood sector has really had to push through. So why is this award so important this year?
Particularly this year, we've seen the critical role that early educators play in really supporting the delivery of critical and essential services to our community during COVID-19 when we're all in lockdown. The early childhood sector, education sector, continued to provide services, particularly services to essential workers so they could go and work and protect us.
Mm. And so if you know someone who does deserve this award, what's the nomination process?
You can go online to nominate at hesterawards.com.au, and you've got until the 25th of September to nominate an individual organisation that's working with children from birth to 8 years of age and who demonstrates innovation, quality improvement and enhanced learning outcomes for young children. It can be in a variety of settings and include preschool, long day care, primary school or outside of hours care.
Sam, thank you very much for joining me on the program this morning.
Thank you.
Sam Riley there from HESTA, telling us a little bit about the Early Childhood and Education Care Awards. And yeah, if you do have kids that are around about that age and you think that the guys that have been looking after them for the last couple of months have been doing an outstanding job, then yeah, you can jump online and you can nominate them. You have until September, but we'll pop the link up on the podcast online.